You know, it was, as I said, very disappointing the way we played in the Super Bowl. But looking back and not let the Super Bowl cloud what we really did this season, it was a tremendous year. And that's why, you know, to be, I've tried to be as positive I can about it, because I am, because of the year that the players had and the coaches coached. And it really was a tremendous year. It was a lot of excitement, and the fans were excited about it. I know we ruined their Super Bowl Sunday, but other than that, it was a tremendous year. Well, we'll assess that. We still have 4 months to get to that. We've only been out of the season for about 3 weeks now, and so we've been deep in the middle of free agency, and then we'll get the first look at the young guys in the next 4 days. And so we'll look at all those possibilities as we get closer. Well, I mean, we're still in that process. We're still in the process of evaluating where we are. I think that when you talk about No'Shawn, he had a tremendous year for us. You look at the year, and, you know, he was reliable. He caught the ball and ran the football for us, and was also tremendous in pass protection. And so No'Shawn was a big part of what we did this year. But, it's still early to say exactly early in the process as far as what we're going to do in the free agent market yet. He's under contract. Yeah, so. Well, I mean, you have to give Seattle a ton of credit on the defensive side, because they could rush a passer, and they had tremendous speed at the linebacker position and great length in the secondary and speed back there also. So, and it really fit into what they did and their scheme of what they did on the defensive side. So, I think that when you look at what we did, I was actually really proud of the way our defense played in the Super Bowl. I think that they hung in there and kept us in there and gave us a chance to get things turned around. Obviously, when you miss the starters that we were missing, you're not going to be what you want to be. But, we're going to continue to evaluate players that are going to fit into our defense and fit into our scheme and what we do and what Jack likes. Because 2 years ago we were in the top five in scoring and yards had given up. And so we know it's there. We just, we'll continue to try to stay healthy next year and find some players to help on that side of the ball. Well, I mean, I think that when you look at the numbers, you're going to be able to look at the numbers offensively. You're going to say, well, we don't have to get much better, because you can't put up better numbers than we put up offensively. Defensively, we had, there's a lot of injuries over there, but we didn't play as consistent as we had in the year before. But I think when you look at the Super Bowl and look at the way we played, I think that, there's a mentality there that, we want to create that. When we get down like that in a situation, we got to be able to get it turned around. And we weren't able to do it in the Super Bowl. We had done it earlier in the year. And so, I think there's always a mentality, and we try to create that mentality. Well, I mean, we go through the evaluation with every player on our team. And so that happened 3 days after the Super Bowl. And so we go through each position and each player and evaluate every player. The Super Bowl does not influence our decision one way or the other on any different player. I think it's a matter of, we look at them and the season that they've had. Eric had a slow start, but really came on and, obviously was very productive last year. I think that's kind of the total package. I think when we get to the combine, we're looking at numbers, and you're looking at athleticism, and because, a lot of the scouts, all our scouts go out looking for numbers, get times and all those type of things, but this is really the first time we get a look at and going to find out the legitimacy of the times that we've got up to this point. So I think initially, what we look at the combine is all numbers. And then, you know, we have a chance to sit down and talk with certain players for 15 minutes, but it's hard in that short a time frame to really find out a whole lot about them. So the scouts have done – our scouts do a tremendous job of getting background, you know, and character on all the different players. And so that'll be all be in the process that, you know, once we get through free agency, we'll start concentrating on the draft. Well, I mean, I think that Russell proved that you can play at that, you know, at that height. And I think that, you know, there's not a lot of guys. Drew Brees is another guy that's not, you know, that's proved that, you know, it's not all about how tall you are. And so, you know, a lot of it comes about the makeup and how you compete, the ability to process and you know, in tough situations, be that guy that the players can rely on. And so I think with you take, you look at Russell Wilson, that, you know, he's got everything except – he's not 6'3", but he's got everything else, and he proved that this year. Well, I mean, I think you got to see the potential, and you got to have the ability, the raw potential of, you know, the arm strength and the ability to move around and the ability to process information. And those are the three things that you try to find out about a quarterback. And then, you know, it's up to us at that point in time when they come is to coach them and see if they can mature and you know, become the player that you want to be at the position. So, you know, having that, you got to have that ability there first, and then hopefully we can get it out of you.
What are your impressions of Johnny Manziel?
I think he's a great little player. You know, and I don't say little. I shouldn't say little. I'm sorry. I mean, He's a guy that he's fun to watch on film. He's a great competitor, and I think that's what his strength is the fact that he is a great, great competitor. And in that position, you got to have that. And, you know, that's what makes him tick. And obviously, he's got, you know, tremendous talent. He can move around, and he can still make all the throws, which is all in addition. But I think his number one quality is his competitive nature and wanting to win. Well, I mean, you know, the way you battle that is you got to have speed. You know, you got to be able to speed to catch them. And so I think that's always the thing is that the more speed you can get on the defensive side, the better off you're going to be. But, you know, those guys that can do that are Russell Wilson, a special athlete, and it's a lot easier said than done. Say it again.
How important is it to have a strong middle of the defense?
Well, I mean, I think you want to be strong everywhere. I think there's always a philosophy. Some people say you build from the inside out. Others say you build from the outside in. So, you know, we were fortunate in the fact that at the corner position we were pretty strong this year. We're good on the ends, Von Miller, even though he missed the first six games. So, I mean, it's important. And the thing is you have to make a decision one way or the other. It's hard to get everyone. And that's why we have to be good in the draft. Hopefully we're able to find those guys. And safety is becoming such a big position because of the fact of so many people are the spread offense and everybody's spreading everybody out that you have to have those strong safeties that also have the ability to cover. Well, you know, I think that with free agency, we're always you know, we're trying to get ourselves in a position that when we go into the draft, we don't have a glaring weakness in the draft where we're reaching on somebody in the draft. And so I think it's important for free agency, in my opinion, is to try to pick up the places where you think that, you know, you've got glaring holes and fill those holes. And then when you go to the draft, be able to draft the best players that are going to be that you hope are going to have great careers in the NFL. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, but also the philosophy is I think we want to continue to win from now on. Everyone talks about winning now, and I keep saying, well, we want to win from now on. And so I think it's a, you know, we're going to have the same philosophy every year that we're going to try to go and do the best we can with the money that we have and the cap space that we have is to be able to try to create a team that's going to be able to compete for a world championship. But, you know, with Peyton, there's no question. You never know how much longer he's going to be around. And so, I think, you know, in the mind, there is some urgency there. But I also say the bottom line, our philosophy is we want to continue to create that, and that's why the draft's so important for us, is when Peyton decides to walk away that we're still very competitive. Well, I mean, I think that we can still – I think the bottom line is the question always comes up, what makes somebody physical? What makes a team physical? I mean, 1997, 98, we were not a physical football team and we were world champions. I mean, to me, to be physical, it's more of a mentality than it is the type of offense or defense that you run. And it's about how you attack the game. You know, in the zone running game, it's the ability on the backside to be able to cut off the backside. And if you have to cut their legs out, you cut them out. And if you get an elbow in the head, you get up and say, well, you know what, I'm going to come and do it again. So it's not about blowing guys off the ball or being physical. It's about a mentality of whatever your offense, what you're doing offensively or defensively, you do it 100%. And you do it with, you know, in a physical nature. And sometimes it's not, as I said, double teaming a guy off the line of scrimmage. It's also, you know, making sure you cut off the backside. I think we're always looking for players with that mentality. I mean, you want the full package. And so, I mean, there's always, you know, you're looking for the players that, you know, have everything. And, you know, they're not out there. So you have to make a decision one way or the other. Sometimes you're sacrificing a tough guy for a more talented guy. Or now you're taking a tough guy and another guy may be more talented. And so it really comes down to, you know, the philosophy that you take and where you feel like you are as a football team. Now, do I think our football team is tough enough to win a world championship? I do. There's no question in my mind. I think that, but as I said, you look at that Super Bowl and we fed into what the Seahawks do. And they got ahead of us and they smelled blood in the water and they played like it. And, you know, we couldn't get it turned around. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess having been in the locker room for so long, I never saw those problems. And so those problems in Miami, you know, they surprised me because we never had those issues in Denver when it came down to, you know, the things that went on in that locker room and the things that were said. So I think that every locker room I've always been in the NFL and guys I've been around have always respected the rights of other players. And there is a line you don't cross. And I still believe that's the way the majority of the NFL is. This brings it to light a little bit to where it prevents it from happening again. But I don't think it's something that is, when you're talking about, especially Miami, that's not something that is rampant running throughout the NFL.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks.